Ready to smile again with radio's home folks, They Can Said, written by Paul Reimer. They Can Said. It's brought to you by Ivory Flakes.
Ivory Flakes. With their gentle care, your clothes will give you up to twice the wear.
Margaret, what in heaven's name is that billowy thing you've been fussing over this morning?
A sheet.
A sheet?
Mm-hmm.
Are you expecting a bed?
No. But I read somewhere that a woman made a prize-winning dress out of a bed sheet.
Ooh, that sounds absolutely ghostly.
Oh, Ed. Oh. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is that I'm going to make a blouse out of this old sheet.
MacDonald. That's a Scotch name, isn't it? And lastly, all you need are your bagpipes.
Well, these days we have to make things do.
Say, you're not kidding. Got to make them last longer, too. And when it comes to that, friends, you can make your nice clothes last as much as twice as long if you wash them gently in Ivory Flakes.
Mm-hmm. Your blouses, rayon dresses, sweaters, lingerie. With gentle Ivory Flakes care, they'll give you up to twice the wear.
We were shown the facts. Facts that prove it.
Yes, we saw wash tests.
Why, any number of clothes were washed over and over again in Ivory Flakes, and when they came out, those clothes looked practically like new.
Honestly, you wonder how anyone could even think of washing pretty clothes the wrong way.
With the wrong kind of soap.
Well, that can cause colors to fade, and seams can fray badly.
So use Ivory Flakes, friends.
For rayon stockings, too. Wash your rayons in Ivory Flakes every night, and they won't bag and wrinkle so. They'll really cling. It's the trick to keep them slick.
You'll be a slick chick.
Ain't that just like a man? Friends, another thing. Stocking strain tests showed that rayons washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long as rayons washed with the wrong kind of soap.
Typical Ivory Flakes performance. I tell you, they're some mild soap. Ivory Flakes are the flake form of baby's Ivory soap, remember.
And remember, with gentle Ivory Flakes care,
your blouses,
house clothes,
sweaters,
lips,
they'll give you up to twice the wear. And now, back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's early evening as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. They're seated on opposite sides of the library table, and from the looks of things, we judge we're in time to witness a rummy game. Listen.
Let's see. This is where you make spreads.
Oh, for gosh sakes, Dr. Streets.
Well, sure. Rummy. Person makes spreads.
We've been playing this game for 87 years, and we've never sat down yet with what you didn't want to know how it went.
That's because I'm afraid I might get it mixed up with other card games.
What other card games?
Well, we play 500 with Ted and Ruthie all the time. And sometimes the ladies at the thimble deal out a hand of flinch. Just the other day, you were showing me how to play drawing poker.
Now you want me to show you how to play rummy, huh? You, an old veteran that's played a million games of rummy.
I appreciate it. It's where you make spreads. Go ahead.
You go ahead. I dealt.
Hmm. Aha. Well, well. Let's see. Now.
Now that's another thing you do.
Hmm?
Can't you look at your cards and tell at a glance what you want? Got?
Say, what's eating you, mister?
Will you pick up your tickets and study and stare and stew half an hour? You ought to be able to tell in 3 seconds whether you can use that jack I discarded or not.
Looks to me like somebody ain't in a very good humor.
Well, I'm in good enough humor, kiddo, but you're the funniest doggone rummy player I ever come across.
A person has to decide how's the best way to play.
Okay.
Trouble with you is you want to rush people.
Yeah. You going to take that jack?
Yes, I believe I will. No. No, I guess I won't. Shall I draw?
Oh, say.
What's the matter? I only asked you a question.
Shall I draw? After playing 500,000 games of rummy, you want to know if you should draw.
Say, you are peevish tonight.
No, I ain't either, but criminy.
Criminy what? Listen, we don't have to play cards if you don't want to.
Trouble with you is you don't keep your mind on the game.
My mind's on the game. You're the one that's slowing it up now. Say, I guess I will take that jack you discarded.
Well, but you've already drawn from the pack. Makes 12 cards in your hand.
Oh, that's right. What I better do?
Suit yourself.
I'll put the jack back.
Okay.
Now it's your turn.
No, it's not. You still got 11 cards. Only supposed to have 10. Throw down another one.
Which one did I better throw?
Well, that's up to you. I'm not supposed to know what you're holding.
I guess I'll throw down the 7 of hearts.
Fine.
Now it's your play.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got nice cards here. At 5 cents, I win the rummy game.
Hope you do.
Say.
I'm discarding the deuce of spades.
I got Mr. Croucher's goat this afternoon to where he went red in the face.
Did you? See, I discarded the deuce of spades.
I don't believe I ever saw Mr. Croucher's temper slip loose from him before. But it sure come awful close to going on the rampage today. Wasn't so much my fault. I didn't go to hurt his feelings.
I discarded the deuce of spades.
Here's the way it was. I happened to be standing there at the west end of the store where they got the shells of canned goods. Mr. Croucher was right beside my elbow sorting over potatoes. And I says, Mr. Croucher, I don't seem to be able to find those little 8-cent cans of pork and beans you used to keep right here. What's the matter?
I discarded the deuce of spades.
Well, why you got that look on your face?
I don't know. All I know is I discarded the deuce of spades.
Well, how can a person tell about something when a person looks at them like they'd like to cut their leg off?
Kiddo, you're the party that suggested this rummy game.
So which?
Well, if you want to play rummy, let's play rummy.
Well, can't you play rummy and talk at the same time?
I expect that's possible, but you're not doing it. When you talk, you quit dead. Seems like it's been 6 months since I discarded that deuce of spades.
Who's there?
Me.
Well, didn't you go out to buy, Joe?
No.
I discarded the deuce of spades.
My play?
Yes.
Huh. Is this your card?
Yes. It's a deuce of spades. I discarded it.
Well, let's see now. Try it. Well, how come you didn't go at the show?
Well, circumstances over which I had no control intervened.
Mm-hmm. Bet your money burnt your pocket to where you spent it before you even got downtown.
You're wrong, Mom. Hello, Gov.
I discarded the deuce of spades.
What?
Nothing. Never mind me. I'm just a little vague this evening.
Did you close that kitchen door good and tight?
Yeah. Give her quite a slam. Hey, I got a juicy news item to whip out for you folks.
Have you? Where are we here, Vic?
It's your turn.
What'd you do? Discard this deuce of spades?
Yeah.
Well, babe, I'll take it. Oh, no, I won't either. Wait a minute. What'd you say you had, son? News?
Big news as far as I'm concerned.
What is it?
I'm in charge of Mr. Gumpox's horse for a couple of days.
In charge of it?
In complete charge of it. Mr. Gumpox is leaving on the Humber tonight for St. Louis. He's got relations there he's going to visit. In the meantime, I personally assume control of his horse. I feed him and water him and exercise him. Hot stuff, hey?
You're liable to get a good kick.
Howard kick? Well, you know better than that, Mom. Howard's got a heart as big as all outdoors. Howard wouldn't kick a flea.
Mr. Gumpox giving you any pay?
Oh, no, and I don't want any. I'm satisfied with the honor. This'll be the first time in my career I've been placed in complete charge of a horse. There's plenty of responsibility connected with it, too. I gotta be careful that Howard gets enough fresh air and water. I gotta be sure I give him just the right amount of dinner. Not too much and not too little. Howard's got a delicate constitution.
He sure acts it. The way he loafs along the alley with Mr. Gumpox yelling get app at the top of his voice.
Well, Howard's pretty much of a temperamental horse. His whole family's that way. He's got a sister Marie that pulls a coal wagon for the Herman Davis Company, and Mr. Gumpox says they can't do anything with her. She picks at her food and refuses to recognize her friends and makes it uncomfortable for everybody that happens to be around. Maybe you've seen Marie along the street.
I'm not acquainted with any horses.
Well, you know Howard pretty well, don't you?
Oh, sure. Howard and me are great chums.
Well, maybe you'd like to stroll over to the barn with me after a while and pay a social call on him. He'd be glad to see you.
I imagine he would. I should pay a social call on a horse when I've neglected Thimble Club ladies till it's a downright shame.
What are the duties that go with being put in complete charge of a horse?
Just like I told you. Feeding, watering, and exercising.
I should think he'd get enough exercise collecting garbage.
Well, yes, that's true. Mr. Gumpox didn't say anything about exercising, but I'm going to give Howard a couple of workouts anyway. I'd feel cheap if Mr. Gumpox got home and found Howard all flabby and rotten.
Sure. What kind of exercise you going to give the noble animal?
Well, I'm going to ride him around town, for one thing.
Oh, no, you're not.
Why? Afraid he'll buck me off or something?
Awful dangerous fooling with horses.
Not dangerous fooling with Howard. Gentle as a lamb.
I've heard of gentle horses kicking people silly. There was a gentle horse in Dixon one time that bit a man.
Well, Howard wouldn't bite anybody unless they bit him first. Howard's got a level head on his shoulders.
Maybe we ought to save up our money and put him through college.
Horses run deeper than you think of. They're not so crazy. They know when to come in out of the rain. You take Howard, for instance. There's a preacher I'd trust with my last shirt. Get up close and look him straight in the eyes sometime. You'll see intelligence galore.
Go get up close and look at all that intelligence if you want to, but keep off his back.
Well, I've ridden him before, Mom. Same as sitting in a rocking chair.
That's what the fellow in Dixon said before his gentle horse bit his foot off.
Never bit his foot off, did he?
Bit him pretty bad. Had to have the doctor and all.
Well, that horse sure wasn't any relation of Howard's.
Where about you going to ride your horse, Sam?
Oh, numerous places. For one thing, I thought I'd go down to the Herman Davis Coal Company and let Howard pay a visit to his sister Marie. Another place I'm going to ride to is Mildred Tissell's house. I saw Mildred this evening shortly after I'd been put in complete charge of the horse, and when I told her about it, she insisted I drop around and hitch Howard in front of her home.
What was the idea there?
Well, she's desirous of showing off to the neighbors. You get the angle? She figures it's pretty classy stuff to have a solitary horseman gallop up to your house and dismount amid a cloud of dust.
Nah.
I might as well do the same favor for you, too.
Oh, I don't think you need to bother. The garbage man's horse looks better out in the alley.
That was unkind, Mom.
Well, you tell Howard I'm sorry. Where are you going now?
Guess I might as well stroll over to the barn and see how things are going.
Maybe Howard wants to sleep.
Oh, not this early. I'll just see that there's a window open and straw around to lay on.
You coming right back?
I won't be gone more than half an hour.
Crazy kids for you, huh? Where were we in the rummy game?
Same place.
Your turn?
Your turn.
You throw down this card?
Yeah. Deuce of spades.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.
You know, Margaret, things don't always turn out the way we expect.
You know what they say. The best laid schemes of mice and men.
Still, you can count on some things.
Oh, certainly, Ed. For instance...
Here it comes, friends. Bet you nickel Margaret's going to say ivory flakes.
Right. Yes, friend, you can depend on them. Why, when you wash nice clothes gently in ivory flakes, blouses, slips, nightgowns, housecoats, they'll give you up to twice the wear.
You see, ivory flakes are mild.
Ivory mild.
And ivory pure.
Why, there's not a nice washable maid that ivory flakes won't help to keep bright and becoming. Wash tests prove it.
You bet. Why, friends, all sorts of nice clothes were washed and washed in ivory flakes, and they're still practically like new.
So when your dealer's out of ivory flakes, remember it's only temporary. Don't take a substitute soap because... if you use the wrong kind of soap...
if you wash things the wrong way...
so often that fades colors or frays seams...
change to gentle ivory flakes care.
You'll get up to twice the wear.
Again tomorrow, join in the fun with Vic and Sade. Same time, same station. This is Ed Herlihy...
and Margaret MacDonald...
saying good day for Ivory Flakes.
Save used fats. The war isn't over. The need for used fats isn't over. Save used fats.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.